Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. Shanghai is an important base for China's integrated circuit industry chain. The market value of the city's semiconductors hit 250 billion yuan last year, roughly one quarter of the industry's output value nationwide. That gives the tiny chips big importance, and Zhang Shiyuan finds out how the sector has been struggling to recover from big problems that have been facing it since the new COVID outbreak.
Scanning the codes and putting them onto the right shelves, this warehouse has once again become a temporary home for these tidy paper boxes. It's what's inside them that's important. A variety of chips crucial to many industries, and that are urgently needed by manufacturers at home and abroad. But how do you get them to the customers?
As the semiconductor trade is highly reliant on air freight, the limited air freight capacity during the outbreak has given the sector problems, especially during April. But this distribution center in the comprehensive bonded zone near Shanghai's Pudong International Airport, which was among the firms prioritized to resume operation in the city, has already gotten its business back to 80% of normal.
We have been gradually resuming our operations since the end of April. In half a month, we managed to clear all our previous orders, and we are now working with our clients' new urgent demands. The automobile industry had already been suffering from chip shortages, and that became more acute after the outbreak. We have been working hard to resume our output. Our upstream and downstream clients all have very big demands for semiconductors, some even rushing out orders during the outbreak. So we expect that after the city recovers from the COVID situation, order numbers will continue to reach record highs.
Workers at a warehouse under closed-loop management are now putting in 12 hours a day to meet the heavy demand. And it's not just the warehouse lines that have been kept busy. Customs officers have also been on duty 24 hours a day to ensure a smooth clearance. They've been under a lot of pressure too.
From the time an order comes in, it now takes just one day for the cargo to go from the production line and pass customs clearance. In the past, it would have taken about 2 days.
Since March 28th, customs at the Shanghai Pudong International Airport Free Trade Zone has completed customs clearance for 22,000 loads of high-precision equipment at a comprehensive bonded area close to the airport. And that includes plenty of integrated circuits.
The customs office in the Shanghai Pudong Airport Free Trade Zone has launched a green channel to accelerate customs clearance approvals and conduct faster checks to fulfill customs clearance demands for integrated circuit industrial and supply chain service providers. We help them complete customs clearance within 24 hours, without delays. Integrated circuits products usually have very high requirements for customs clearance time efficiency. And in addition to staying staffed 24 hours a day, we have also strengthened our connections with the companies.
Last Wednesday, Shanghai Customs unveiled another 12 measures to further support business resumption in the city while ensuring the safety and stability of industrial supply chains. They include an expansion of green channel services for all supply chains serving industries like integrated circuits, biomedicines, and automobile manufacturing. Zhang Shiyuan, Shanghai Live.
Shanghai is expected a surge in bank loans as an increasing number of enterprises are going to resume operations in the coming weeks. Affected by the COVID-19 lockdown, bank loans have been tumbling since April. RMB loans for both individuals and companies combined dropped by 56.5 billion yuan in April, and the downward trend continued during the first 20 days of May. The People's Bank of China's Shanghai headquarters called for more credit support from commercial banks and vowed to grant each bank a bigger say in terms of major loan projects, approval rights, and pricing power. The central government has pledged this week to increase credit assurance and enhance financial support for key businesses and fields. Meanwhile, city officials say that some 2,700 outlets of the city's 178 restaurant chains have begun offering delivery and takeout services. One third of the total number of the outlets run by these companies. Lei Shuren has more.
With the city gradually easing restrictions, businesses in the food and beverage sector have resumed operations, though dine-in services are still prohibited. Customers entering the venue must wear masks, scan the venue code, show negative 48-hour PCR test results, maintain social distance, and have their temperatures taken before entering the site. All restaurants must be disinfected 3 times a day and be properly ventilated.
All orders must be sealed with a food safety label, whether it was ordered online or by a customer entering the shop for takeaway. Restaurants must check the e-pass of each delivery rider and COVID-19 protection equipment to prevent cross-infection.
Around 18,000 people working in the F&B sector have returned to work, accounting for 12% of the total. Lai pointed out that food and beverage businesses must implement closed-loop management for their personnel. Employees are also required to take PCR and antigen tests every day. Lei Shuren, Shanghai Live.